In 2003, my future wife was a German actress who had come to the end of that play. She asked her spirit guides what to do next, and a word came into her head, Albuquerque, which she did not recognize. Over the next 2 days, it transmuted into Albuquerque, which she also did not recognize. She checked on a computer at the Cologne Public Library, but she was misspelling it, so she got no hits. Then the young man at the reference desk told her it was the biggest city in New Mexico, USA. Well, she may be a mystic, but she's a German mystic, so she asked her guides for confirmation. 2 days later, she was in the used costume store of the municipal theater where she'd worked, and she spotted a golden leather jacket, and the inner label read, Albuquerque, USA. So she came here. Within hours, she met some of my friends, who promptly invited her to an April Fool's party that night. Destiny doesn't mess around. So we met. She had flame red hair and a big soul. I asked her out to see Marcel Marceau's farewell tour at Popejoy the next night. While waiting for the show to begin, she asked in her quirky but fluent English, "So, what are you doing with your life?" No shrinking violet, she. I said, "I'm just wandering." But she thought I'd said wondering. So she asked, "What are you wondering about?" I said, "Oh, I'm just wandering about." We looked at each other across this semantic Atlantic, and then the curtain rose. On our second date, we got down to business. I asked about her attitude toward having children. She said, "Not in this lifetime." I said, "Great, we'll have triplets next time." Then I asked about our major age difference. She said, "You're very immature for your age, and I'm very mature for mine, so we meet in the middle." Her logic was irresistible. So is she. And that flaming hair was no dye job. 1 month later, we were driving across the Mojave toward Laguna Beach, and she told me the tale of how she'd come to be here. I said, "Darling, that's a pretty amazing story, but here's something that makes it even more amazing. My great-aunt Honey came here from Germany in the 30s, from a town just an hour north of Cologne. She was a clothing manufacturer there, and over here she founded Pioneer Wear, which produced lots of Western-style clothing. I think my aunt's company may have made that jacket." Well, she was suitably impressed, but she couldn't remember any company name on the label. And so the matter sat for the next 5 months, until we went back to Germany so I could meet her folks. Only then did I learn that she had actually bought the jacket. She retrieved it from her storage unit, and sure enough, Pioneer Wear. We were married at a friend's house in Glorieta, 2 days before her visa expired. Destiny introduced us. We did the rest, and we don't like rings.